Welcome to the Free to Lead podcast, journeys of leaders, driven by passion, inspired by purpose. My name is Will Steele. I'm the host of the show. I'm a transformational business and leadership coach. I say transform the business owner, you transform the business. So if you want to be the fullest version of yourself in the world, decisive, taking clear action, moving forward, producing the kind of results and having the kind of impact you really want to have in your business, in your life, and in the world, then stay tuned. The people on this show that we interview are handpicked. They've got pearls of wisdom. They're going to share their breakdowns, breakthroughs, their challenges, what they've dealt with, how they've grown, and how they've become free to lead. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, I'd love to hear from you, and I'll be telling you how you can get in contact in about 20 minutes' time. Right now, let's dive into today's episode. Welcome to today's episode of Free to Lead, Journeys of Leaders, driven by passion, inspired by purpose. And today we're joined by Matthew White, very inspired, got a strong purpose. He's an expert in all things digital and digital advertising specifically. He's got a diverse background in mobile advertising, operations on both supply and demand side, searching, marketing, both SEO and PPC, display advertising, and web and mobile development. And his career has given him the unique ability to head marketing, sales, product, and operational developments with digital ads. And he started growing his own business. He exited that, his own social media-based startup, which gives him a different perspective on business. He's been working in consulting roles for mobile publishers to better understand the mobile advertising ecosystem. Quite an opportunity for people to get up to date with what's going on in AI and the advertising digital world. So, Matthew, Welcome to Free to Lead.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here. Appreciate it.
All right. We always want to start with a little backstory. How did you get into, you know, digital advertising and now AI?
Yeah, it's been quite the path. So I started my career actually in healthcare at a college 20 years ago, something like that. And it's been an interesting journey. So out of that, I actually got let go of that job years ago and found myself in the advertising and marketing world. So spent some time there, went to mobile advertising, which was it was kind of when I joined in like the 2012, 2013 in the mobile advertising space, it was kind of the Wild West. Nobody really knew what they were doing. And so we were just throwing ads everywhere and seeing what stuck. That was a lot of fun. We had some great times there. Then I started my company Keybot after that. So Keybot was like a centralized platform of a whole bunch of different tools, website builders, social media platforms, email marketing, et cetera, CRMs, that is tailored towards like the small to medium-sized business market where they can use these tools in a much more like centralized, cost-effective, efficient way. So we built that up. Keybot did pretty well. We went through that whole process of building it, growing it, scaling it, and then exiting it. And now we're working at Platypus OS. So Platypus OS now is like an assistive AI. So we basically took and we built our own browser and we injected AI into it that can do actions for you. So it can run your applications. You can tell it, hey, update John Doe's phone number in Salesforce for me. You can either prompt it or you can type it in and it will do those things for you. So we're really starting to move into a new area of AI, I feel like, where instead of it just creating content and being an engine to create new things for you, we can actually use AI to be your assistant now. It can be your personal assistant. It can take actions on your behalf and work on your behalf. And I think that's the future of AI. And we're excited to be on the forefront of that. It's an exciting, crazy, weird time we're going through.
Yeah.
Like, next few years.
Yeah. Yeah. I got a few friends who are really into AI. And I've been to a few conferences myself, and I went to a mastermind. And so I'm a little bit informed. I'm not really a geek.
Yeah, that's what I come.
Yeah, well, I can hear in what you're saying. You're going to get now AI, I don't know if it's an agent or tool or app, that can literally open other applications and do that bit of work in that one and then take it from this one to that one. So it's kind of like, really is an assistant doing the work.
Yeah. I mean, the way we're starting to think about AI is I think people think about AI as like an application or a tool at this point, right? Where we're trying to get to the point where you should start thinking of AI more as a team member. It's at that point now, it's smart enough, it can do enough for you that you should really think of it as actually somebody on your team rather than just an application that you use. One of the things we think about when we're thinking about where AI is going is the AI tech itself can start to really tap into not only your tech stack like budgets, but eventually will start to tap into your headcount budget, because it really is able to do a lot of the kind of administrative work that people were doing in the past. You can start to move some of that off or move it off yourself. I think one of the cool things we really like about where AI is going is it's helping some of like our business owners that are very busy and have a lot going on, free up some of that time where they're just, you know, typing administrative tasks to either go do the things they like doing, do the work that they enjoy, or get more work, spend more time on the job site instead of sitting there at a computer. Things like that, I think, are really going to change how business owners are going to be able to grow their own organizations, be more efficient. And I think that's an exciting place that we're kind of at the forefront of, which is exciting.
Very good. So a couple of technical questions did come up as you were speaking, because I was thinking about, you open an application, but you can quite often have an AI bot inside the application for, let's say, for messaging or responding to messages in your social media. I have an assistant that supports me with that. And I was thinking, maybe I should get a bot to do that. But people don't like a bot. People can tell it's a bot, but they're getting better and better. With this application of yours, could it not only go into that platform, could it also do that sort of stuff, or would it interact with what was already in there that might be in there?
Yeah, so that's the beauty of this. The AI that we kind of constructed here, it allows you to not only work across different applications. So if you want to take information or a post that you created in a Google Doc, and then you want to transform that into a Twitter post or a Facebook post, whatever it is, you could tell it to do those types of things. And then say, while you're doing it, edit it to sound more like my voice or make it a little bit more charming, right? So you can do all those types of things within these new AI systems, and it will do that. And then it will plug those tools between themselves and actually do the post for you. And then maybe you get responses. It can reply and respond to those responses for you. So there's a lot that it's going to be able to do. I like that you talked about agents earlier, because that's really how this whole thing is starting to come together. Agentic AI, where we're able to take basic workflows, turn them into prompts, like just basically text-driven prompts, and say, hey, this is what I want you to do. Do it on a regular basis and let me know when it's done, right? So we're able to start to do those things. One of the cool things we're building too is we are building like an agent marketplace where developers that have been out there developing all these different applications and SaaS tools in the past can start to come into a system like ours and build agents that can connect those tools and do that work for you without having to have maybe a SaaS tool that will do it. I think the future of AI is AI becoming an operating system to a point. And that's why we call our system Platypus OS, and really taking all those tasks and actions for you without you having to buy 20 different, SaaS applications to do that kind of work. So I think it's going to change the landscape significantly over the next few years.
Yeah. So a lot of AI up to now has been the prompts, right? If you're using ChatGPT or some of those other applications, Perplexity, it's all about the prompt.
Yep.
I can see also, and I don't know, I haven't even opened up your platform. I've looked at your website, but I can imagine if let's take this on. I need someone to run all these different things, right? Then I've got to talk to this thing and tell it what I want it to do. It's got to come back to me and do it, right? Do people just buy it, go away and do that? Or do you guys have to interact with them to support people getting that up and running? I coach business owners. Yep. Some of them are worried, like, I need to get more AI, and they're behind, basically, or feel behind. People are feeling like they're behind the curve.
Because it's moving so fast. Everybody's behind the curve on a daily basis. So there's a few ways that you can work with it. So the way we've built it, you can go in and you can prompt it to do what you need it to do, and you can build workflow prompts, which are called agents, that you are able to save and then utilize later. Those types of things are going to be a test and go process, right? You're going to find that you're going to build something. You're going to say, oh, here's the workflow I wanted to do, and then test it and be like, oh, it didn't do exactly what I wanted. So you'll see prompt engineers. You'll see these days that sometimes when you build out like an agent, you'll have 100 lines of like exactly what you need it to do to make sure that it does exactly what you want. But that's also why we're building out the marketplace, right? Because there's people that are really, really good at this out there. And so either you can go build those yourselves and try to test them, but if you're not too tech savvy or you don't know how to do that, we want to give you a place where people are building those for you. Let's say, for example, my mom's a real estate agent, right? So one of the things I have in my mind is an agent that could maybe scrape the MLS listings, which is like all the new listings for houses that are available in a specific zip code, and say, okay, I want you to then the AI to match that with my CRM and say, okay, everybody that's looking for a 3-bedroom, 2-bath with a pool, I want you to take those people, match them with these exact houses, and then go into my email server and send them an email with those list of houses saying these are new houses on the market today. So those are the types of things where somebody would come and build an agent around that functionality and then could sell in our marketplace for $5.99 a month or something like that, whatever that might be. And it's super cheap to build those things. It's super easy to deploy them if you have the knowledge base on what to do. And I think that's going to be the future of tech development, is people building these agent systems that they can deploy in a day and then start to sell them pretty quickly and easily. So that's where we want to also help. So we want to allow people to build their own agents if they have the wherewithal to do it, but also a place where if they don't, then there's pre-made, pre-built templates on these that they can just plug and play.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't quite think of an analogy, right? But it's a bit like, oh, I need something that can do this and also do this. And they're different. They're not necessarily related tasks, these two, but that's in there and that's there. So I need to be able to pick out the bits I need to make the machine that I need to do all the different tasks that my unique business has.
It comes back to, again, the like having an assistant, right? So when we were talking about earlier, having an assistant that will go do all those things for you. But there's the thing too, is like, even if you were to hire an assistant, you're going to have to train that assistant on how to find those MLS, match them up in your CRM, and then send an email. So that's a training process you'd have to do with a person. With this, you're actually just doing it with a robot instead. And the AI can actually do all those things for you and a lot faster, to be honest. Somebody going and looking at houses and looking at people in your CRM, that's a tedious kind of terrible job, right? Nobody really wants to do that job. This can do it in nanoseconds.
And once it's trained, right? It's not like you train a staff member and then they leave. Now you got to start again. Now you may have the SOP written, maybe you've got the bones of it, but you still got to train and monitor and make sure they're doing what you need them to do.
Yeah. The AI is not going to quit. It's not going to take a holiday. It's going to be
there
to do it.
Sorry, it's thunder and lightning here.
Oh,
big storm, big electrical storm going on. I'm seeing like maybe you get, I don't know if this is accurate, but I'm just imagining you get a newer version of the bot, the tool or whatever. And all it's simply got to do is take all the information the old one got and now it's up and running. Boom.
Yeah. Just upgrading and updating. You're like, oh, I want it to do this as well. Great. Just prompts that whole engineered system. And now you got it doing even more tasks for you.
Wow.
A lot faster training than a human.
Yeah. And then, so how old is your platform? And say again the name of it. Platypus, is it?
Platypus OS. Yeah. So like the little weird creature with an operating system at the end. So we've been building that for about 2 years. So we started the process of building it 2 years ago, and we're in like a small release right now. So we have a few thousand people that are using it. We're planning on being fully GA in about a week. So we have, if you go to platypusos.com, you can actually sign up to be an early user, but in about a week or so, it's going to be fully open for anybody to start using. But the people that are using right now, it's honestly surpassed a lot of our expectations. We were like, okay, will it do this? Will it do that? And we're like, geez, this thing does everything we want to see. This is kind of wild. It's a crazy, crazy time.
Yeah. I acknowledge you, because it seems like in this world of tech, to come up with a new idea that no one else has got already, that takes something, yes? Did you look for a gap in the market, or did you look for something you wanted to build? How did it work?
Yeah, actually, this came from my old business. So the idea that we had with Keybot was, again, to make technology more approachable and more simple, especially for the non-tech savvy business people, right? So we brought it all together. We connected these tools in the back end, so you didn't have to go use like Zapier or things like that to connect these tools and make them work. We just wanted to make technology simpler. And so that's when we actually started building our browser. We were like, okay, the browser is kind of an overblown experience, right? I don't know about you, but when I open Chrome, I've got 95 tabs open. I can't find anything. It's a terrible experience. Yeah. So in our minds, we're like, let's reorganize that. Let's put your applications you use the most on the left-hand side so you can get to them quicker and easier. The sessions stay open longer, et cetera, et cetera. And then, so we took about a year or so, a little over a year to start building that. And then we started wrapping the AI into it to say, oh, let's see what we can do with this. Let's see how this functions. And that's when we realized, oh, we can make technology very easy and very simple by utilizing AI to do the actions for you. And one of the things we've seen is like a lot of those small business owners I was talking about that aren't very tech savvy, they would like spin up a CRM and then a month later, they're not using it because it's just too complicated. They don't have the time to do it. They don't know how to do it. And they just don't want to go through the training. Here with AI, instead of getting in and sitting down and learning the full user interface and having to sit down at the end of the day and update all your records and all that kind of stuff, you can just be out on the job site and talk to your phone and say, hey, finish the job at John Doe's house, mark it as complete and send them in the invoice. And it will just, and it can do that kind of stuff without having you sit down and like manually go through that process. So the cool thing about this is we want to make technology, again, more approachable for everybody. So everybody can start using these tools and be more efficient at their work, you know, make more money, those types of things. Have to hire more, you know, people to go out on the road because they get more jobs because the AI is picking up the phone when you're not. And scheduling meetings for you, scheduling your next booking, your next roof repair, those types of things. That's where I think AI is going to be really cool for helping level the playing field also for like small, medium-sized businesses against the big enterprises. Because now with AI, a small business owner can have a marketing team and they can have a financial person and they can have an accountant and they can have all these different people that the big guys have. They now can use and have those resources via this new kind of assistive AI system. And that's what's exciting to me is the ability for everybody to use, like kind of level that playing field and
don't you have to check its work before it goes out? I'm sitting listening to what you're saying. So oh, great, send an email to everybody and tell them that. And then it's like, oh my God, why did it say that? Or
Yeah. I mean, so it goes back to again, like if you're hiring an assistant, right? For the first few months, you're gonna want to check your assistant's work and make sure they're not sending something bad. Sending the wrong invoice. So it's the same thing. Once you get it trained and you know that it's working and you know that it's sending the right invoices and all that kind of stuff, it's going to work fine. But from what we've seen, maybe sometimes if you have like social posts that are going out, you may want to set something in your agent that says, before you post, send it to me for approval. I'll approve and then you are free to post. So there's things you can do in that way where you can actually start to gatekeep some of that to make sure it is doing what you need. But again, once you train this stuff, the training doesn't get lost. The training doesn't go away and you can continue to build on it. So I think it is always good to check your work for the first few times it happens, just as you would a human. But the stuff is getting pretty strong, pretty powerful.
Yeah, I mean, all sorts of ideas as I'm listening to you about how I could employ, if I could employ, could I employ to do this bit and that bit? Because I got myself or I got a person who assists me to do those bits, right? I'm thinking, could it do that? Could it do that? I have a media team and they create a post and then they charge me for each platform that they put it on, right?
Oh, wow. Thinking,
maybe I could just get them to do one platform and send me the post and I sent to the AI. Can you now adapt that from this platform, that platform? It sounds to me like it could do that.
Oh, it definitely could. You could say for Twitter, add hashtags that are relevant to this podcast that we're talking about.
Yeah.
And for Facebook, tag Matthew White. You could do all that kind of stuff. And it should be able to do most of that for you. It shouldn't have too many issues.
Wow.
Especially again, as you train it, like the first couple of times you want to check it, make sure everything's working. But once it gets what you're doing, it learns pretty quick.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. It's pretty amazing. That could pay for itself real fast.
There you go. I just saved you money.
A lot,
yeah.
Potentially, if I can actually figure out how to work it, if I can figure out how to work that and just get my agents to just send me one post for, let's say, Instagram or something, and then I can adapt that for LinkedIn and, you know, the different posts, different platforms. Yep. You're talking a lot of money.
Also, technically, you could even do that right now without it. You could just take it to ChatGPT and say, hey, I have this post for Instagram. Please format this for Twitter, LinkedIn, whatever it is. And it should be able to do that kind of stuff right now, too. Yeah.
Yeah, but I'd have to do it. And that would take me time and that would take me work, right? So I don't want to do that. That's why I pay someone else to do it. But I can see it might be worth investing the time to train that platform to do that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's great. Great. Yeah. And what are your biggest challenges with it and the business right now?
Yeah, right now, I think the biggest challenge we've had over the last probably 6 months is just from the technical side, right? So we've had it live and people have been using it for the last 6 or so months. And it's been great. So we've had some really great beta users that have just given us a ton of great feedback, being like, this isn't working at all. We wish it could do this. This is how we would. And so that feedback has been so powerful. And it's one of the things I talk to a lot of like entrepreneurs or business owners, startup people that are like wanting to go build something. I think one of the biggest things I always tell them is like, build an MVP, find people that will give you the truth and give it to them and let them tell you what they want and how to build things. There's so many people that I talk to that are like, no, I built it and it's right. It's like, no, let your market tell you if it's right. And so that was the challenge. That's, I think, I wouldn't call it a challenge. I would say it's the work, right? That's the work that we've put in over the last 6 months, is just getting out there and talking to as many people as we can to understand where our gaps are so that we can fill those gaps and make sure we have a product that's ready for the market. And it's been fun. I like that kind of stuff. I love talking to people using our technology and just diving into their brains and seeing what they're thinking.
Great. What was that acronym you used in the beginning? It went by real fast, about you create a and then have people using it. What was that acronym you used?
Oh, an MVP. So a minimally viable product.
Okay, got it.
Yeah. So a product that works enough that people can use it, but is probably buggy and probably has some issues. But if you get trusted people to test it, they're going to give you the feedback saying, okay, this is complete crap, or, oh, this is cool, but there's some things that you may want to tweak about it. That's the process we typically go with when we launch new products and services, is just get it out there. See what people say.
Yeah. Yeah, that might be a platform to create for the future. I'm good at these ideas sometimes, but where you get together a number of people that test out products.
Oh, yeah, like a beta group or something. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
I joined. I love testing this kind of stuff out.
Oh, you do? Wow. Oh, yeah. You can hear the passion. You're definitely passionate about what you're doing. So you're really awesome.
Thank you.
If people wanted to reach out to you, find out more about what this new platform is, how do they get involved? How do they find out?
Yeah, so you can do it two ways. So if you go to platypusos.com, you can sign up for our early usage. We're getting people in pretty quickly. So if you sign up, you'll probably get an invite within a couple of days. We're just measuring it to make sure that we know who's on the platform so far. Or honestly, I check my emails all day, matt@platypusos.com. Send me an email. I love talking to people and nerding out about things. If you have ideas, if you want a job, let me know. Like, we're always looking for great resources. So yeah, email
great.
Me.
Happy. Fantastic. Great. How many people you got working for you now?
We have 7 internal, and then we have a whole bunch of external people right now. But we're going to be hiring up pretty heavily over the next few months as we go GA. Yeah.
All right.
As we go full general audience.
Yeah, I'll keep a look. And I'll keep see how you're doing and keep a lookout for you. And really, congratulations and so far. And good luck for the future, man.
Thank you so much. It's a wild ride. Being an entrepreneur is not for the faint of heart.
That's right. Absolutely. All right. Thank you so much, Matthew White, for being on Free to Lead.
All right. Thanks so much. Pleasure being here.
Will Steele here. Thanks so much for listening to the Free to Lead podcast, Journeys of Leaders, driven by passion, inspired by purpose. If you're a successful leader and you're driven by passion and you're inspired by your purpose, and you'd love to be a guest on the show, we'd love to have you. Just visit podcast.willsteele.com. That's podcast.willsteele.com. Will Steele is spelled WILLSTEEL, all one word. If you got something out of today's interview and you'd love to share it on your social media, we'd love you to do that. You can take a screenshot on your phone, you can text it to a friend or post it on your socials. And if you know someone you think they'd be a great guest, tag them on social media or just let them know about the show and include the hashtag #FreeToLead. I love seeing your posts and suggestions. We're regularly putting out new episodes and content. And to make sure you don't miss any episodes, go ahead and subscribe. Your thumbs up, your ratings, your reviews, and your comments go a long way to help promote the show. And that means a lot to me and my team. If you want to know more, go to our website, willsteele.com, or follow me on LinkedIn under Will Steele, or Facebook under Will Steele, or Instagram under Will Steele Coaching. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time.